بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. But Marana mentioned that the Quran is the solution for everything. That's not only what I will see, inshallah, it is what all of us must be convinced on. Allah Tabarakala gave us the living miracle. Living miracle means you only understand it when you will use it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with one miracle which was unique by Almighty Allah. It is called the staff of Musa. Wa asa. Musa alayhi salam on his journey, some say perhaps he was going back to see his mother. He had spent some time in Midian when he ran away from Fir'aun. After 10 years now, perhaps some say he was going back to Egypt to see his mother. Others say that he was on that journey with his family for some other purpose, whatever it was. And from Midian as you go, and then you will take a turn going towards Egypt. On your right hand side, today they are building what we call Neom, the city of the future, which is like a shaitani city. It's in that very vicinity. So many years ago, people would never know where Musa alayhi salam perhaps saw the first kalam of Almighty Allah. But in a few years time, everyone will know where Neom is, city of the future, shaitani city. At that time, then at least you'll think about this was that same place where Allah Tabarakullah once upon a time had started the revolution. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on his first conversation with Almighty Allah, Allah Tabarakullah asked him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What do you have in your hand? He said, this is my stick. It was a miracle, this stick. But he never understood the miracle. So he would say what he does with the stick. He said, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا. I lean on my stick. And I hit the leaves with my stick. I get my animals looked after with the stick. I protect myself from something wild with the stick. Whatever he saw of the stick. Perhaps me and you today, if someone asks you, what is this Quran? You will say, I read my Taraweeh with this Quran. You will say, I read the Imamat with this Quran. When there's a Qiraat Jalsa, I am the one called to read the Qiraat with this Quran. My child is becoming a Hafiz, Hafiza, what an honor. I will get a crown on the day of Qiyamah, which will be more brighter than the sun. Whatever will be mentioned. That's how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave answers. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَى. I got so much of benefit in the stick. Then Allah Tawarukala told him that Musa, put your stick down. And when Musa alayhi salam dropped that stick, it became a serpent. So powerful and so mighty that serpent, that the one who had the stick also became scared. Musa alayhi salam also turned and he started running. Allah Tabarakallah stopped him and said, come back. This is your power. Hold on to the stick. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. We will bring it back. Nothing to be scared about. It's your power. Then when Musa alayhi salam went to Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, the mighty Pharaoh, in the first meeting with the Pharaoh again, when Fir'aun had never seen someone stand in his court and tell Fir'aun something, Musa alayhi salam understood the power of the stick, so he dropped the stick. And the serpent came up in front of Fir'aun. So Fir'aun pulled back. Otherwise he would have killed Musa alayhi salam. He understood that he has come with some magic. So Fir'aun said, this is not the place in front of all the people to have a... Let's have a meeting. Give me a couple of months, couple of weeks, whatever it was, a day was set. We will meet on a certain place. وَإِن يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ duha. A lot of people must gather. But Fir'aun was worried about what he had seen, the power of Musa alayhi salam of the stick. So an announcement was sent throughout Egypt. If anyone knows about the Egypt of that time, it was a land of magic. And magic to very high levels. And from the length and breadth of Egypt, magicians who had never ever gathered before, each one had his own pride. He would never work with somebody else. But Fir'aun had to explain to them, forget all your ikhtilaf. To fight whatever this power is, you will gather everything together. That's what they did on that day. Otherwise, each one could have said, I'll fight him alone. Because whoever was going to defeat Musa alayhi salam was going to become the selected of the Pharaoh. They also understood this is such a power that without a collective unity, leaving all differences aside, we will never break through this. So they brought all their magic, they joined it together and then they threw it. When those sticks that they threw in their magic was looking like snakes. So if each stick was one snake, then you must see that one Musa alayhi salam, and towards him thousands of snakes are running. Each magician from those thousands were the best what Egypt could bring. In the Arabic language, they would say, it seemed on that day, Ma'abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmullah, when he wrote Qasasun Nabiyin, he wrote a nice sentence. Said, it seemed on that day, in Arabic they use the word what we say in English, Urdu, the Kaleji. Kaleji is the best, the cream. He says, it seems on that day that Egypt has thrown out its cream. The best what Egypt could bring of magic was that day brought. And in front of one Musa, you find thousands of that snakes coming. Each one stick, which had become a snake, had the ability to bite and to poison and to cause death. But it was not now one stick, it was so many sticks. Allah Ta'ala says, such was that condition that Musa alayhi salam, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. That even Musa again was gripped with fear. Whereas Musa alayhi salam was a man, after he saw that serpent, he was not going to be gripped with fear at all. Mufassirin write, two fears he got. One was a natural fear, when you see thousand snakes coming towards you at the same time. And one was the thought, behind me are so many people. If even one of these managed to bite me and I fall, the hope of these thousands behind me of ever accepting my message after this is zero. So much he had to fear. And then Allah Tawarakala reminded him again, you forgot your power. Use your stick. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told, now drop your stick, Allah Tawarakala describes it, تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. It will take one gulp. The talqaf means one swallow. Talqaf ma, whatever they have brought, whatever they have brought, the best of the magicians, the best of magic, united all together, one gulp from the stick, which was a stick of this world, but a miracle because connected to Allah. One gulp, and all of that magic, everything went. The magic went, the magicians went. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ. The magicians fell in sajda. They understood there is no worldly power that can break what we have brought to them. They fell in sajda. They fell in sajda. What was the message for me and you? That this Quran is not a stick. Musa alayhi salam's stick was a stick of this world. And through that stick, Allah's divine command came and he said, do you know the power you got? And there had to be times when you had to be reminded, especially when you are facing magic of the highest level and united magic, then you can't forget your power. It took 23 years of the best era that mankind had ever seen. In the most pure lands, with the greatest of efforts, every time a verse of Quran had to come down, it was not one Jibreel alayhi salam coming. It was angels upon angels. That entire road from the heavens would be cleared. It says like the governor or the prince or the king is moving, and they close the whole road. No one's around on the highway. Allah Ta'ala said, we kept the shayateen far. They were not allowed even near. Surrounded by angels. and Jibreel alayhi salam will come through. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will start receiving wahi. It would be a very heavy wahi. So heavy that Allah tabarakallah mentioned it had to come on the mountain would have given. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mountain of mountains, but it was heavy. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I would see when revelation was coming. She said, I would see that perspiration. You perspire when it's hot. Says it would be a winter night and you would start perspiring. Perhaps they still never understood the weight. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I saw when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting wahi and he was on a camel. And the power of a camel and what it can hold. He says, and I saw that camel just shivering, shaking, and it sat. Still perhaps they wouldn't have understood. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I was that Sahabi that when wahi came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak head was on my left. And he said, as it was coming, I was trying to say, will he move, because I was scared my leg was going to give in. He was not taking wahi. The head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking that wahi. It was diluting it, still his leg couldn't manage. You can understand what that body must have been, body of steel. 23 years to give me and you this marika. And when the time came where Quran was khatam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, what you came for you have done. You perhaps will never understand what was that mission. That mission was this. That mission was to present the stick in the hand of every one of the ummah. That after today, whatever the world of evil will bring against you, I have made every one of you a Musa. I have made every one of you. There was a time in Pakistan when this Qadiani movement started. So many of the British, they were behind the movement. Up till today, if you go to England, London, you will see Qadianiyat is advertised like this is the best religion in the world. You'll wonder what the white man got to do with the Qadiani. Qadiani is in Pakistan. But it was never a Pakistani thing. It was made, born in Britain. Planted there in Pakistan. So a lot of the buses also, Qadiani, the Qadiani faith, your answer to your problems. You think in a land of Christians, where are they going to invite to a Qadiani faith? But it was theirs. So the Qadiani movement was big, and Allah Tabarakala made the work of Tabligh then start. So this Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who was an agent of the devil, one story of his was that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there had to be somebody else. I mean, you can't have that after that, no one. So he said, I'm that somebody else. He became that. So one of these British women at that time, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahimullah was the Amir of Tabligh. So she came to the Markaz. The British had a lot of influence. So she came to the Markaz now to give like a debate. So she asked him one question. A question was this, that because she's trying to say that there has to be another Nabi. She says that you also say that Muhammad, the last messenger, he was the mercy to the world, mercy to mankind. So he said, mercy to mankind, rahmatul lil alameen. So she said, then what kind of mercy was this? That when he came, he closed the door of prophethood. That's not a mercy. He closed the door. Before him, nabis were coming. Then you say one person came and he shut the doors. He said, nobody more going to come. You say, you call that a mercy? He says, a nabi is a mercy. He stopped nabis. He said, after me, no nabi. What kind of mercy is that? Trying to say that you need more nabis to come. So what an answer Maulana Yusuf Rahimullah gave. He says, he was the mercy to mankind. Because before him, individuals were made. And they were so, you are the nabi of the time. Individuals. He says, such a man was sent to the world that after he came, he made his entire ummah like nabis. He made his entire ummah like nabis. He put the Quran in their hands. He made the small child a Musa. He made the old man a Musa. He made the woman who can't go out of the house, she's a Musa of the era. And in front of the magic of the time, everyone was told, open your Quran. And as you will read, darkness will break. As you will read, light will spread. Sometimes you will hear Kar Guzari and you get shocked. A Jamaat is moving through one land. The priest is looking at them. He comes running to them. He says, I see light all around you, surrounding you. He said, I have practiced all the magic of the world, master. But he says, you people got a power which I can't break through. Then we get like shocked. But we're not supposed to get shocked, because our problem is we forgot our power. This is that power. Sometimes I cry when someone comes to say to me that there was some jinn in the house, and then I went to one amil, powerful guy he is. He gave me one ta'wiz. It makes me cry that you, the one who was given the whole ta'wiz, 23 years of effort to give you, that you the boss of all the jinnah. But the man forgot the whole Quran and he had to go looking for one small verse. That Amin is only writing one verse, putting it in a, and he's saying, here, your work is done. You got the whole thing on it. Problem is, we forgot to learn how to shoot. We were given the best gun. It was sold, the united magic of the world. In one gulp, it will take it all. One gulp. But you have to read the Quran with so much of conviction. So much of conviction. They speak about one star. The other night I went outside for some work. It was about 12, half past 12 at night. That's when you really see the stars. How they shine. So as I'm looking, I said, I never knew there's so many stars. Like, normally before that you see few. As it gets darker, you see a lot of stars. And how that star shines as though I'm just here. But it's not here, it's very, very, very far away. What science says, we don't really believe in their stories. But it is far. It's very far. So the question comes, how come the light is so bright? If something is very far away, example, my car. Example, let's say I was in Newcastle and I put on my brights. You're not going to see it here. But I'm not so far like the star. That star's light penetrates from so far because it's not a small light. It is such a powerful sun that when it hits its ray, it traverses through miles and miles and miles, how many thousands of miles, perhaps millions of miles, and its light has to reach here. For that there to happen, it means it has to be such a brilliant star. So much of light, so much of light. Now the opposite. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a house in which someone is reciting Quran, it shines to the inhabitants of the heavens like how the star shines onto the people of the earth. So we heard that. But what I want to you to think about is, now that boy is reading Quran here. Now just think about how much light is spreading around him. Because forget when they see it there, we seeing the star. But if you were next to the star, you know what you will be seeing. So if they are noticing that light when it reaches there like a star, it's just that we can't see it. When that boy reads Quran, even if he's only 4 years old, this entire area becomes filled with lights. Filled with lights. At that time, shayateen have to move out. When it came, it pushed the shayateen. When it comes out, it pushes the shayateen. Rays and rays of light. The miracle of this Quran. Problem is, when people say drugs is coming out, what must do? And we tell them this. How is this going to help? This is the only solution. It will break mountains. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. Quran here means, had there been some word to recite, like a ta'weez, you say, I want one, wazifa. Quran means a wazifa. Had there been a wazifa with which you could make the mountains move, with which you could bring the dead alive, with which you could cut through the earth, had there been a wazifa like that, lakana hazal Quran, then you're looking for this. This is that which, when there were people whose hearts were as hard as mountains, But when they came in front of this Quran, they melted. When it made mountains move, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ, the traps and the plans and the plots and conspiracies of the enemy from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away until today, 1400 years have gone. Allah Tabarakala says, such plans they made, mountains would have moved because of that. But what made the Ummah of Islam survive? This Quran. If they brought a mountain, this Quran removed that mountain. It made it fly. Kullima bihil mauta. If there was something which could bring the dead back alive, could talk to the dead, it was this Quran. Was it not all those people who came and he said, I'm dead. I got no iman, I got no jazbah, my heart is dead. And then he sat and he heard a qari reading Quran and he saw he's also crying. He couldn't say the word Allah, but as he heard that qari reading, he just came out, Allahu Akbar. Kullima bihil mauta, even the dead man had to talk again. Qutti'at bihil ard, that land is hard, but under the land we know there's water. But the land is hard. Sometimes Allah Tabarakala makes it, either someone is digging from on top and the water just gushes. Or the power of the water at the bottom pushes. A day it comes. In everyone's heart, behind the heart, there is the water of Iman. If there is a kalam, a wazifa that's going to open up that, then it's this. This will make everything happen. Everything happen. Problem is me and you have to hold it like how Musa alayhi salam held it. And when we have to use it, we have to use it how he used it. And then we have to understand that that was a stick which was created, linked up to Almighty Allah. This is an uncreated miracle. In every harakah, in every dhamma, fatha, kasra, in every alif of this Quran is the power of the stick of Musa alayhi salam. Because in every letter, Allah's miracle is alive in it. You will not understand what I'm saying. I also don't understand. Uncreated miracle. We only see around us created things. Before Qiyamah, when Quran will be lifted, then every alif will be lifted. Every fatha will be lifted. And when the person will open, he will just see blank pages. So although ink was used to write this, the tajalli of Almighty Allah, that brilliance, that beauty which is called the uncreated miracle, has overtaken even this ink. Otherwise, when you say Quran is lifted, it will be that the ink remains, but the noor has been lifted. But because that noor took power over the ink, before Qiyamah, when the Quran is lifted, that ink will go with it. As though that ink was now nothing, it is nothing but an uncreated miracle. May Allah Tabarakala let me enjoy it, you enjoy it. You will see the power of this Quran on the day of Qiyamah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mahirun Mushaffa. That you want to see a master lawyer who will stand up and say, I'll argue on his favor and his argument will be accepted. He said, this Quran is that. Master talker, master arguer. You want to see the miracle of Quran, you will see it when you will go in the grave and Allah make it for me and you. That this Quran is there and it says, you read me in the world, I'm your companion till the end. Whatever wants to approach that individual in the grave, nothing will have the courage to come close to Quran. Then you will see power. But that's when we're going to see the power, use the power now. The one who reads Quran, it will clean his inside, it will clean his mind. We're living in a world where every day they put in such filthy thoughts. But they put it in a manner that you don't realize until the end results. Had you picked up the first bite, when this vaccination now came out, so some people ask like, what's going to happen with the vaccine? It's going to kill the person immediately. And then one, two people took it and say, hey, I never died. Everyone got happy. He never died. We don't know what it is, but I told that no one is so stupid. That if he wants to make a killer vaccine, he's not going to make it such that I just take it and I die. That death might come after 10 years. It might come after 15 years, but it might cripple the body from inside. That you might have to suffer for 15 years before you die. You don't know what it's going to be. We don't know. But don't ever look for results tomorrow. No one does a thing like that. When they want to put poison, that person will say, I heard so much that in the universities it's Jahannam. See, but my child went there, he's there 1 week already, he saw nothing. See, 1 week you're going to see it. When the devil has to bite, he doesn't bite where you see him biting. But we see the result. We see the result when a girl or a boy who grew up like your Ahmed and Muhammad and your Fatima and Sumaya says to her father that, Daddy, there is nothing wrong with being lesbian. And the boy says, there is nothing wrong with being a homosexual. Then the father phones and says, can you speak to my son? We are not going to ask at that time that yesterday who did this to you? Because it never happened yesterday. Never happened. The father thinks it happened yesterday. The bite started a while ago. And it pulled, it pulled, it pulled. And when the entire inside became rotten, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahimullah, when someone asked him, what is this work of tabligh? He said, did you see the tree of kufr? He said, in this tree I have placed my termites. He said, you will not see the barakah of this work, but they will continue eating from the inside of the tree. And when the day is there when Allah wants the tree of kufr to fall, and it falls, then you will see the termites. Kufr works the same way. Iman works the same way. Everything is hidden. You want to see kufr coming in your child, you're not going to see it. But the day it comes out, don't think that you just have to put some water now, he'll come back again. Then you bring him, say, Sheikh, and you speak to him. He's rotten from inside. Rotten, rotten. But even then we saw the miracle of Quran, where the Quran made the dead one come back alive. But before that happens, we beg every parent, don't wait to get bitten by the scorpion. Start reading Quran so the scorpion can't come in close even. Let that child read Quran. Some parents say they have to get education. We say that if you have to get education, we don't really speak about what is called the vaccination of today. We don't even believe it really, especially this 1 year. But we do know something, that there is a vaccination from kufr. It is called the Quran. Tell the child, start taking your vaccine so that the poison doesn't finish you up from inside. Had it not been for this little Quran that me and you got, all of us would have fallen into kufr a long time. You will never understand where we got it, but we got this Quran. Every time when we walked in Fajr time and we said, I don't know why this Maulana reads those long surahs. But that long surah was cleaning someone. Even if you were half sleeping in that Fajr Salah. That Jummah that you came and he was just reading, Sabbih isma Rabbika al-A'la. That Sabbih isma was cleaning. That Surah Fatiha was cleaning. Allah in His kindness made us hear so much Quran, although we never even thought of listening to Quran. That saved us. But as the forces of kufr get stronger, me and you must take our shield stronger also. We have to start reading Quran. This is not for the hafiz and hafizah. This is not for the hafiz and hafizah. Some people think only they must read Quran to make sure their door is not forgotten. One boy came to me yesterday. He said, one worry I got now because I'm getting married, but my Quran is not strong. So I told him, now you don't have to worry at all, because as long as you're not married, that's when your father, your mother will say, you know your Quran. Now you're getting married. Like, where your wife will ever? He said, my wife is a hafizah. So she'll pick up immediately. So then I said this to him. So he's worrying him. He's really worried. No one likes to forget Quran. So I told him that Allah Tabarakala mentioned in Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلْذِكْرِ. Indeed, we have made this Quran very easy. Dhikri got lot meanings, but one meaning is to take, to memorize, very easy. What a gift it was. I said, isn't it like according to me and you it would have been right that Allah says, and I made this Quran easy to remember in the future also. He made it easy to remember in the beginning. But for the full gift, what it's supposed to be. And once you remember it, you will never ever forget it. That's the gift. But we know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember this Quran slips away very fast. So where the gift is? The gift was that, and I made it easy for you to forget. That was the gift. But why is it a gift? I said, have you ever seen those boys who their ustad was so thorough with them, so thorough, he made them such a jayyid hafiz, that he said, after today you'll never forget your Quran. I don't know if you all saw, but I saw some who they used to actually boast and say, me, I don't read Quran the whole year. But when Ramzan comes, I'm ready. So I smile, but I never want to tell him, my friends, it would have been Allah's gift upon you if He made you forget your Quran. Because during the whole year you're not reading, the devil is biting. And you're waiting for next year to take out all the poison. Forgetting this Quran was a gift Allah gave to the Hafiz. That in the fear my Quran will be forgotten, daily I'll continue with my door. This Quran wasn't just meant to memorize and say, I know it. This Quran was memorizing for reading. The word in Arabic is called tasheelul qira'ah, to make reading easy. If you know something, it's very easy to read it. I said to that boy, another man, he wrote an email to me. He said, I heard this in one bayan of yours. He says, before that, my Quran had become very weak. And then I tried few times, I would reach para 5. And then you look back again and you say, hey, I forgot that. And you see 25 paras in front and you just give up again. Then the next time a jalsa would take place, you would hear about what happens if you forget your Quran, you would make tawbah. And again he starts para 1, 2, he reaches 5. Then you look back, you see 25 in front, give up again. So in one bayan I mentioned that the purpose of hifz was tasheelul qiraat. That Allah wanted me and you to read. To read lots, and the barakah of what you can get when you look inside and you read, you can't get it if you're reading off by heart, unless you're reading it in salah. He said, and I heard that I started reading Quran. He says, Allah's kindness, now I am reading 6 juz a day. 6 juz. I said, that was what your hifz was. What was mentioned, if you're going to forget your Quran, Allah will ask you on the day of Qiyamah, how could you forget? That forgetting was not called memorizing forgetting. It was, I gave you a gift and you forgot this Quran. How could you forget it after getting it? Not memorizing forgetting. Forgetting means you forgot I got a wife. So you went to the shops and you saw the cashier. You're supposed to go buy potatoes for your wife. Your wife, you left her sitting in the car 2 hours. And you started talking, that means I forgot my wife. That forgetting, that we gave you halal, you fell in haram. Otherwise the mind, when you get old also, sometimes a man forgets. It was a dua of this ummah which was accepted from the beginning. La tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Allah, if I forget, do not take me to task. Say, no problem, I won't take you. This is like one of the best du'as one hafiz can read in front of his ustad. He say, if I forget, you don't grab me. La tu'akhidna. The ustad will say, that Allah will do, I'll grab you. Allah will not take us to task for the mind forgetting if that man is still reading. But if that person, after memorizing Quran, he still can't take out time to put his hand here. It became so easy for him. He memorized the whole thing. And still he says, I can't read half a juz a day. He will say, you forgot my Quran. How could you forget my Quran? This is that miracle. You'll use this miracle, it will open up every darkness. When the light is going up to the heavens, it's also going front. It's also going this way, it's also going that way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made one dua. He said, Allah, place in front of me nur, light. He said, place on my right hand said light. Place on my left light. Place behind me light. Then he said, Allah, make me light. He said, let it be in my blood, in my bones, in my flesh. Waj'alni nura, waj'alni nura. First it was, waj'alli, for me, Allah, give a lot of light. Then waj'alni, make me light, make me light. Everyone will say, Ameen, Ameen. Then you tell the person, you want the light. Now you just have to start reading. When you read, that light goes in front. As it went so high, it has to also go so far. Then it goes to your right, it goes to the left, it goes behind. As the man of Quran walks, he walks with the ocean of light around him. It's the miracle of the time. He walks in a market and he's reading Quran. Every devil pulls that. Then that scorpion and that shaitan who wants to come and bite pulls that. This Quran was for that. It was not just to memorize, to say I became a hafiz of Quran. He said, you got the gun, now use the gun. Enjoy it in the morning, enjoy it in the evening. When you come in the masjid early, enjoy it in your nafal salah, enjoy it in your sunnah salah. This is to be enjoyed, this Quran. It is not a burden at all. It is not a burden, it's a gift. It's a gift because it made me, it made you the Musa of the era. It made us strong enough that even if I'm a 5-year-old boy, I can look in the devil in the face and I can say, you want to fight? Let's fight. You won't understand what power this Quran has given. We heard the word Dajjal. We heard the time from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah. A trial like the trial of Dajjal himself and whatever he will bring before himself, he shows himself. All of it, one, the next is even worse than the previous. We're looking at one in front of us and we're saying, this is too difficult. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before the Dajjal himself shows himself, there will be 3 years of drought. We don't know, but perhaps this first one, Corona number one, is the first year of drought. A year of drought doesn't only mean it's not raining, it means the entire world goes in a lockdown, collapse. This was the first that the whole world saw it. Everything shut. Businesses collapsed. Multi-millionaires were collecting zakat. Depression hits where you never thought it would hit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a trial will come, it will leave that man who was known as the most tolerant, Al-Haleem, tolerant, it will leave him hayran, like shocked. We saw one so far. Year doesn't mean exactly 1 year, it means one big period. We perhaps saw one drought, but then understand the next drought will have to be harder. And the third will be harder than you. Normally me and you just saying, when is the Mahdi, when is the Mahdi? But when the Mahdi comes, before that, after that, there's going to be droughts and difficulties and sacrifices. There's going to be battles, there's going to be kufr spreading like anything and iman falling like anything. At that time, there will be certain warriors who will stand. And people will wonder that when everyone got knocked, how come you surviving? So one person in a dream, he saw Dajjal himself. And as he walked, and with his soldiers, and his power, and his awe, and his magic, and he saw like all the people in front are just falling in sajda. Falling in sajda means we submit, we can't fight against this power. And this one person is looking at the Dajjal, and he's like scared, what I'm going to do, because everyone around me, all my friends, everyone is just falling. And now he sees himself, he's the only one standing. Only one. And everyone is in sajda. Now you the odd one out. So now that the Dajjal devil looks at him and it's one on one. Now he starts walking towards this individual and he's thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And the thought comes in his mind, where is your suraka? Where is your suraka? So he just starts, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Look at that first verse. Praises to Allah who sends to his servant you, that servant, I'm that servant, al-kitab. Praise to Allah who sent to His servant Al-Kitab. As he just started, the figure of the Dajjal stopped. Then he started carry on reading. As he's reading, the Dajjal falls to the ground. Fell flat. And then in the dream, like he's thinking to himself, I never thought Surah Kahf is so powerful. And then he woke up. This is the Surah. That Surah is one Surah in this entire miracle. May Allah Tabarakala let this miracle enter my heart. May Allah Tabarakala let this miracle enter your heart. This will do everything for us. What I wanted to explain was the verses that the boy had read so beautiful. But time went in this year, but we will just give that quick explanation. This is Surah Al-Waqiyah, where Allah Tabarakala describes what's going to happen next. In this world, we all think is the boss, is the main thing, this is the small thing. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ When the real event is going to happen. That this is Quran, when it's going to happen. Meaning, then you will know all of this was a game. It was a monopoly board that just wrapped up. When the event is going to happen. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً On that day, there will be no one to say it was a lie. Everyone will say this is the truth. خَافِدَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ It will be an event that some people who thought they were very big, it will bring them down. And some who the world thought they are nothing, it will lift them high. May Allah make us all lifted on that day, not disgraced. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةٌ وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةٌ When the earth will shake and when the mountains will be broken, فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً When it will be like flakes in the sky just moving around. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا And you will be made into three groups. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ There will be the people on the right. This is the beauty of Quran. There will be the people on the right. Some say on the right of the arsh of Almighty Allah, throne. Some say those that will get their books of deeds in their right hand. Whatever it is, they call the people of the right. But how Allah described them? Allah said, Ma ashabul maymana. That how do I explain to you what are the people on the right? Meaning you'll have to see it on that day and you will say, I understood. Words can't describe. Wa ashabul mash'ama. And then there will be people on the left. Perhaps they will get their books in their left hand. And the same, Ma ashabul mash'ama, that I can't explain to you their condition. You will have to see it to understand. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ And this is like the peak of the surah. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ And as for those who were ahead of all, وَالسَّابِقُونَ What about them? As-sabiqun. Indeed, they won the race. You'll have to understand Arabic to understand this verse. Was-sabiqun. And as for the people who are running in front of all, what about them? As-sabiqun. Wow, they in front of all. So an alim wrote on this point that those that are ahead of all, they also have to get their book of deeds in their right hand. So if their book of deeds are going to be given in their right hand, they're supposed to be called Ashabul Maymana. The people who get their book of deeds in their right hand. But Allah did not call them that. He just said those that are in front, wah, they're in front. But where their book of deeds is going to come there? Which hand? أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ The answer was given, you worried of their book of deeds. They are the ones who are the closest to Allah. So he explained it in this manner. He said they are majority of the people of the kingdom. That the king when the booty has come, then he says go and give out the booty to the people of the towns. And he tells his soldiers house to house take your bag of gold. And everyone who's getting he puts his hand there and he gets his gold. And how happy he is. And then there are those people who are the king's men. Do you ever see them putting their hands? أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ They are around the king. They are those that whose report we will email you your report, and those that we will put it in your hand. And there is that one who has done so well that the teacher forget the report, walks up to him and hugs him. أولئك المقربون may Allah make us all. والسابقون السابقون those in front, what? They won the race. أولئك المقربون what they going to get? في جنات النعيم in the gardens of everlasting enjoyment. ثلتم this also is the beauty of Quran. This is the beauty of Quran. When you would have heard of that group, they in the front and they won the race. And they are the muqarrab of Allah. Then normally me and you, we will just say that, how lucky they are. But it can't be me and you. We're sitting here in South Africa. This is for the people of Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara. Where our people? This is for the first people of the Ummah. This is for the Sahaba. So we don't even think about saying, Allah, can I be there? Because it's like impossible. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ that this group here, majority of them was the first. Meaning Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions. They were this group. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ but remember, those people who will come at the end of times, there will be also a few of them who will be in that Jamaat. What this was mentioned for? It was mentioned this door is open. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ was like a gift. Because me and you, we are the Akhir. After us, it's Qiyamah. We are on the verge of 1,500 years. We are seeing things no one in the world ever saw. We are the Akhir, end. And the people at the end will say, I'm the most hopeless, most useless. And this verse said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ that forget being of the people of the right. When you ask Allah, ask for high things, they say, I wonder if there's going to be a few who are going to make it. Why can't I ask? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ may Allah make us all from that few. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about, they will be on their reclining chairs. They will be relaxing and facing each other. There will be young boys who will be young forever moving around them. They will have their glasses. They will have their goblets. They will have their drink from a lovely spring. When they will drink it, la yusaddauna anha. They will never lose their mind. They will not get their headache. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ whatever fruit they just think about, desire, they will get that. This is all in detail. We know it. Picture it. But me and you normally only wait for that one last one and we will end on that one when the whore will come in front. So then there will be meat, mimma yashtahoon, that they're just waiting for, waiting for. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ and Allah Ta'ala says, what to say of that? So white she will be, and what a beautiful eye. It will be like a pearl that has been hidden for so long. And on this one, I will just end with this one, waqiyah. May Allah Ta'ala make it. We created me and you for Jannah. And before Jannah, there is this wadi, this road. This road is an exam. Some of us don't like the hard questions. We just want easy, easy questions. But when you got easy, easy questions, you don't get bonus marks. Sometimes the question has to be hard. When the hard questions come, me and you, we get scared to answer. That وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ may Allah make this that. That when the hard question comes, think of this verse. When Allah said from the people at the ending, there will be a few who are going to get that door of being the ones in front. I know and you know we can't do anything. How do we get it? Allah Ta'ala sometimes brings a little bit hard question. Allah bless us all with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati. But if ever a hard question comes in life, let us not run away from the hard question. Let us say, I've got a few days left. One friend, in the land, blessed to live in the land of Medina Munawwara. So they went through some halat, some difficult conditions. So when he asked me, like, how did all of this happen? So I said that, you know, when you went to live in Medina Munawwara, what intention did you make? Because the ulama mentioned that if a person wants to live in Medina Munawwara, then say, I'm going to live there for a while. But there are those selected servants of Allah who make an intention, hijrat. I want to make hijrat. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahimullah, someone said to him, I want to make hijrat. Stop. Just say you want to come stay here in Makkah, Medina. He says, the day you ready to be tested, then you make the intention of hijrat. Because Allah takes the test of the truthful. He says, the day you ready for it. So I said to him, your father, what a thing he did. He made the intention of hijrat. And Allah is now testing his truthfulness. So immediately he said, can I change my intention? So I said, don't you ever think of changing. Because you got a few days of this world. Finish the exam, and when you will stand on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will hold you and he will say, the one who made sabr on the difficulties of Medina Munawwara, I am his. We don't want to write that last question. When the question comes, don't be that coward. Understand that after that question, it comes, the end now is the exam finished. Just by having no last question doesn't mean exam has to come to an end. So for 19 questions in our life has been easy. Ask yourself, ask myself. Allah has given us the best from the best. Everything was easy. But in that easy paper, if there has to be a question that's hard, then let us not be that coward who just tears up the paper and says, I'm not writing. Look above and see how many easy questions. And look down and say, after the difficult question, I don't think there's going to be another question. Let me now write the right answer in the slot. Because perhaps my bonus mark is coming from here. And then finish, the game is over. So a wali of Allah walked outside. And Allah Ta'ala opened up a scene of paradise for him. He saw one hole. One. She just looked at it. And he looked. And she asked him, how much will you pay for me? Looking, he just said, 14,000 khatams of Quran. 40,000. And the person around him asked, what was that? Because that person not seen. And he just like told, Allah showed me one of the women of Jannah. One, the seed is called Hur. Hur doesn't mean one, Hur is a plural. Hawra is one, Hawra. Then you get two. Then you get the word plural, many, Hur. Lot of them. That itself is Jannah. Here in this world you can't speak of number two also. Forget three, four. There you speak of lots. And unique it is Jannah that even your wife will know there is others. And she'll still be happy with you. Miracle of Jannah. He said, 14,000 khatams. Told the khadim, I made a deal. And the woman before disappearing said, accept it. So he went into the masjid or in his khanka or in his room. And they say, he just started. Hardly eating. I was sitting with Murana Abdullah now on the Dastar Khan. So hardly eating. So I was thinking of this waqiyah that day. I never want to say in front of his father. You know. Hardly eating. Only reading. And he finished his 14,000 khatams. And then the khadim heard him saying, have you come to fetch me? And he smiled, he read his kalima and he was gone. Oh. 14,000 khatams because he was just shown one of what's coming. There's a lot coming on that side, a lot coming. Me and you are not making that 14,000 khatams. So sometimes Allah gives a bonus point. One question is a bonus mark. You also have to get those women. What little sabr in that difficulty. The end, either we pass away and death is coming to everyone. Or we survive and things come up again normal. But we are a nation who have been created for something else. Whenever a problem comes, may Allah save us all from difficulty. But if ever a problem comes to any of us, let's do this here. Look towards the sky and see that woman. And she says to me and you, what will you pay? And either you can also say 14,000 khatams, or you can say sabr on this difficulty. And the other way is that the day your wife troubles you, you go in the other room and she asks, what you're doing? You open the Quran. May Allah tabarakallah make us the people of Jannah. This is our gift. This is our power. This is our shield. This is our everything. We love with it, we die with it. It's a miracle, not to be a miracle, but to make me and you miracles of the time. May Allah tabarakallah let it happen. May Allah tabarakallah bless us all. With the barakah of Quran, Allah tabarakallah make us all from the people of Quran.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.